that would have an advantage in silencing. Obviously, you have silenced it effectively. People know anything, but people think that we're just waiting for the election. Forget the new frontier.
Well, I'm going to keep all of them. If it'll stay, and I thought I satisfied everybody on New Frontier with Bobby New York, because if I kept my mouth shut, he'd been beat.
I should have thought myself. I'm not talking really about that.
And very frankly, though, I thought last night it took him a long time to get around to admit the president had anything to do with it. And there's 1,000 people in the room, and they kept thinking about it. He got county judge so-and-so and county surrogate so-and-so and county so-and-so, but the guy that campaigned up there through 33 miles of Brooklyn and all the places carried it over 2 million. He just never could find it while I was out bragging on his brother. And I just guess he can't bring himself to it. Did you all see his victory statement?
No, I did not. I saw it.
Did you feel that way, Bill?
No, I really didn't. I thought he saved the best for the last.
Everybody in the room just sat there, including Lady Bird. I just couldn't believe that he wouldn't acknowledge that the president had had anything to do with this landslide victory in the country. But he just couldn't do it. He had Billy McCune, and he had Mayor Wagner, and he just had Averill Harriman was the hero of the deal.
Well, Mr. President, he didn't realize you were in that room, and all those other sons of bitches were, you know.
He called me and thanked me and privately said to me, as strong as he could, but... if I had been making a statement, I would have said, like I did in my statement, that we carried on John Kennedy's program. And I would have made a statement that I think that President Johnson and Senator Humphrey...
You know, the way I heard it from their headquarters, I haven't talked to Bob myself in 2 weeks, but I think they know who was in Brooklyn on those 33 miles, and I think they're damn grateful, and I don't believe that I'm going to start up that war in the morning.
Well, we ought to... We'll try to get along. Well, okay.
That's all we've got.
You talk, I think Attorney General is an awfully...
Oh.
But I think it has been run pretty well, pretty satisfactory as far as I'm concerned.
You know, you can't really leave a man acting without getting...
Well, but I'm talking about thinking about it permanently.
From a political from the standpoint of protecting your interests, I don't think any... I think Nick would be extremely devoted, for example. 5 minutes after he got a hold of this AT&T document, he called me and he said, I want to bring something over to you. And he did. And that kind of expeditious devotion to the interest of the president is what you want there.
The other thing is,
over a period of 150 years, Mr. President, more attorney general have got more presidents in trouble than any other group of people together.
Yeah, I know that. I watched him.
I know it.
And that always really needs a hair like his or Tom Walsh.
That's right. Tom Walsh is what you need. Not the job. Yeah.
What do y'all think about how would Don Cook be accepted in the cabinet post?
I think good. He's unknown, but he's a man of integrity. He's a hard worker. He's a successful man in the world of private enterprise, and I think you'd bring... He'd be unknown, but in time, I think he would have their respect.
I haven't done any business with the president. I'm sure the question would be entirely, you know, has he got it? Can he do it?
He'd be a good man for a treasury or commerce or something like that. Now, the one that concerns me from the standpoint of your domestic program, about 65% of your program is built in the Great Society is going to fall within the domain of ATW. And that man has, what we need there is a Bob McNamara to make a department out of a group of suburbs.
Y'all better talk to Bob McNamara and find some of these young folks like that. I think he has the best potentialities of of helping on the top level than anybody. I thought his recommendations on that CompSat thing were super, with Clark Kerr, President General Motors, President AFL-CIO. And it was the most highly politically explosive thing in Washington, and it just, you never heard another word about it.
We'll do that.
Right. Talk to him right away.
Let's see. I've always thought Stanton would be good for something like commerce.
No question about it.
Stanton would be good for health, education, and welfare, which is a much more important job. I agree with Bill. That's the unmanaged department. It's an absolutely fascinating challenge. About to fire me out of the White House, I'd ask you about that job. I think it's tremendous.
Same here. If I were 10 years older, I'd be pounding on the door.
All right. Well, before you all start pounding, I better hang up.
Goodbye.